Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Your mother always said, eat your vegetables. And she was right, maybe in more ways than she even knew. While you don't have to go all veggie and become a strict vegetarian, one of the healthiest eating habits you can foster in your family is to eat more vegetables. Now, surveys have shown that children who eat lots of fruits and vegetables when they're young, well, they tend to continue this eating habit when they're adults. But how do you get your children to eat their vegetables? Well, it's pretty simple. Eat them yourself. Our guest today, holistic health and lifestyle author and expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., will offer practical ways to enjoy more vegetables in your daily diet. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Really looking forward to this today because tips that we all can eat healthier, not just our children, but adults as well.
That is right. And Rick, I'm so hoping that I'm not disappointing you today because when we talked about this before, you probably thought I meant tips to veg out every day. And we're not going to be talking about that in this show. It will be ways to veg up every day and make it easier to add more vegetables into your daily diet.
Well, with a little disappointment, I will say that I'm not taking notes. I was all set to go here with veg out notes, and now I'll have to change here. Well, I still may learn something on the program today, and chances are that I will. Let's get very basic on this. We always talk about vegetables. Eat your vegetables. Why are they so essential to a healthy diet?
Yes. In fact, that's a great first question. And I'll say, Rick, that when people ask me what kind of diet I eat, I usually say I eat a vegetable-centric diet or a vegetable-forward diet. And I do. And it's because vegetables are absolutely essential to a healthy diet. If you want to be vibrantly healthy, vegetables reduce the risk of chronic diseases. They help lower blood pressure, improve digestion, bolster energy, revitalize your skin, support weight loss, boost your immunity, an important thing right now. And
yes,
all of these things that vegetables do are backed by thousands of scientific studies. And the recommended daily amount of vegetables is about 3 cups. But in a CDC 2020 study, it was discovered that about 90% of American adults don't eat enough vegetables, 90%. And you think about it this way, with the amount of processed food options available, it can be difficult to get enough veggies into your diet, especially if you don't like them. So that's why today, to help everyone to live a healthier lifestyle, I've compiled 15 practical ways to eat more veggies. And that's without, Rick, without eating salads for every meal. And if you incorporate just 3 of these tips, or if you can, you know, pull in a few more of them,
yes,
but just 3 of these into your daily routine will boost your veggie intake and have you feeling healthier and happier.
We're going to go through 15 weed. Dr. Susan's going to go through 15 delicious and easy ways to enjoy. I'm trying to take credit for this, to enjoy consuming more vegetables. All of these, if you're traveling and can't remember all these, you'll find them at our website, SusanSmithJones.com. A lot more information in her book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. And when you're talking on this topic, we are listening. Looking at your past, a Whole Foods caterer, a private chef, a recipe developer, world-famous recipe book author. So you know what you're talking about. You know how we can go about best to incorporate vegetables in our diet. Let's start with the number one on the list, surefire ways to bring more vegetables to our daily diets for both kids and for adults.
And the first one is store in plain sight. And before I tell you what I mean by that, I'm curious. Tell me what your favorite vegetables are.
You
were a kid and now a few years later as an adult.
I don't remember ever eating vegetables as a child, which is probably why I'm only 5'2", because I didn't have nearly enough vegetables in my diet. We had Brussels sprouts the other night, and I'm like, let's do that again, and we're having them again tonight. So it's hard to pick a favorite. We really eat a lot of vegetables as well.
All right. And so as I go through these tips, I'll give you some vegetable suggestions too, so
Perfect.
We can give you a little bit more variety in your soon-to-be vegetable-forward diet, Rick.
Perfect.
So the first is store in plain sight. Now, we've all heard that expression, out of sight, out of mind. And when you confine your produce to your crisper drawer in the refrigerator, you're likely to forget it's there. So instead, I say, give your veggies the prime spot in the refrigerator. Next time you open the refrigerator door in search of a snack, you'll be faced with fresh produce. And I do house calls all the time. I've done this for decades with celebrities, with regular folks like you and like with me, and I guide people on how to make their diets healthier. And this involves looking through their cupboards and refrigerator. It's amazing the things I see that people have in their kitchens.
Yes.
But we do overhauls, and we make it a really healthy living kitchen. So store in plain sight, and that could also mean a big bowl of fresh fruit, or, you know, sometimes I use as decorations, like artichokes. They're beautiful. I use broccoli sometimes and artichokes as a table setting, like in a big bowl, because it's so beautiful. And then you put in a few lemons and limes, even though those are fruits, but in plain sight.
You know, that's interesting, because it's so obvious then at that point, and probably there's a level of maybe guilt after a while. You're looking at the beautiful vegetables you got there, and you're passing over that for something else. I would assume after a while the vegetables start talking to you, like pick me.
Yeah,
pick
they
me.
Talk, but they also get a little moldy. And I'm maybe because when I was a kid, did your mom or dad say this to you? That you've got to clean your plate because the kids in China don't have enough food.
Yes.
Kind of tells you my age, but I don't like, I work hard for my money, and that could be a song. and I don't want to throw away wasted, moldy food that I paid good money for. So, you know, keep your refrigerator organized and check expiration dates. And this kind of parlays into the second tip, prep right away.
Ah, yes.
And, yeah, you go to the market, you buy your vegetables, and when you come home, wash, peel, or cut your snackable veggies before putting them away. You know, this is especially useful if you're talking about carrots or lettuce or maybe celery or snap peas. But you can separate them into small bags or put them in reusable containers so they'll be easy to pull out and chomp on. Because how often do you think, oh, gosh, I know I should have some vegetables, but I've got to take time to wash the lettuce
yes.
and cut up. Then you pull out something that's easier and not as healthy. It makes a world of difference if you can prep right away when you get home.
Yeah, it's so much easier just to take the wrapper off that Milky Way. But if you've got your vegetables there, yeah, that's perfect. So we're up to number two now, moving on to number three, why it's essential to eat a vegetable-centric diet. We're going through 15 delicious, easy ways to enjoy consuming more vegetables. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest, her website, susansmithjones.com. And it's interesting, number three, we actually can drink our vegetables anymore, can't we?
Yes, we absolutely can juice them. See, juicing, which I've been doing since I was a teenager, is such an easy way to consume a medley of raw vegetables. And raw vegetables are actually healthier, for the most part, than cooked vegetables. And your body will be able to quickly absorb the soluble fiber and the nutrients in the vegetables if you drink the fresh juice on an empty stomach. And without filling up your stomach with insoluble fiber. And I know what you're thinking, but why would we extract the fiber? It's good for us. But both types of fiber, Rick, are good for us, the soluble and the insoluble that provides that bulk to increase the transit time from when you take the foods in your mouth and then you see things looking back up at you in the bathroom. So they're different kinds of fiber. And remember that when you eat foods, it takes, you know, especially if you eat high fiber foods, and fiber is only found in non-animal products. Animal products have no fiber, but all your vegetarian, produce food is filled with fiber. So when you eat food, it takes a few hours to digest it, and the body breaks it down and metabolizes it and extracts the juice. The juice of the food that you eat is where the nutrients are, especially when you're talking about fruits or vegetables. And that's where you get everything you need to feed all of your cells. So if you drink fresh juice, where the juice is already extracted, it takes no work on your digestive system, and you drink that, you sip it slowly, actually, on an empty stomach, within 20 to 30 minutes, you'll be feeding your 20 trillion plus cells with these vital nutrients. Now, of course, to juice, you've got to have a good juicer. And when you're looking for one, you want to get a high-quality one that's a slow juicer that masticates slowly, which gently crushes the fruits or vegetables you're juicing to help keep their valuable nutrients and enzymes intact. Now, it's called a poor man's juicer. You could literally, let's say, put some carrots in your blender and some spinach and kale, and then fill it up with water. If you have a good blender, that is, put it on high speed, liquefy it, and then you can pour it through like a nut milk, a juice bag, and squeeze it, which takes a lot of time. I'm saying, Rick, if you're really into wanting to have the best health possible, like I write about in Wired for High-Level Wellness, you want to invest in a good juicer. And if you're new to juicing and you're not used to the taste of lots of greens that you're juicing, you can always add an apple or another fruit to sweeten it a little bit. But over time, when you juice and you detoxify your body, you find it easier to reduce the amount of fruit in the juice because you really want to have as much vegetable as possible. Pretty soon, believe it or not, you'll be craving the taste of pure vegetable juice.
It's amazing. We've gone through three of these. Number four, these are surefire tips to get you to eat a vegetable-centric diet. There are 15 in all. We've done three. Number four is interesting. You're talking about actually boosting breakfast. So this is something you don't have to wait till lunch to start on your vegetable-centric diet. You can do that for breakfast, I guess.
Yes, and you know, I often will have a salad for breakfast. It doesn't have to be lunch or dinner or snack, but I usually make fresh juice. Not every morning. I don't always have time because it takes time to juice and then to clean the juicer, but I'll make extra maybe three times a week, and I fill up my glass jars to the brim and put the lid on and put them immediately in the refrigerator so the next day or two I don't even have to juice in the morning. I have plenty of juice. It's a more time-efficient way to do it. But a green juice in the morning or a green smoothie for breakfast will give you a dose of veggies before you're even fully awake and you even have to think about it. It's sometimes good to be half asleep while you're drinking your green juice. If you prefer to eat eggs in the morning, let's say you want an omelet, you can always slip in some sliced bell peppers, mushrooms, onions, or spinach to your omelet. So they're just ways to slip in the vegetables in the morning.
All of this information on Dr. Susan's website, very simple, susansmithjones.com. in much detail in her book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Of course, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Number five on your list is make soup. There's something that everybody likes soup, and when you think about it, vegetables can be a major component in soup.
Yeah, you're so right. I've never met anyone who doesn't like some kind of soup, even if it's like cream of whatever that you buy in the store. I'd rather go homemade, but on occasion I have some canned soup. But in addition to the juice and smoothies, you see, soup is another slurpable way. I don't know if that's a word. A slurpable way to enjoy your veggies. You can turn blended vegetables like squash, sweet potatoes, and pumpkin into a creamy soup, or add chopped vegetables to a canned soup or broth. By the way, speaking of broth, let's say I steam vegetables, and I do that a lot, and when I'm steaming, I'm going to ask you a question to see if you can figure this out. Now Rick starts sweating.
Mm-hmm.
But when I steam veggies, I'll put in some seasonings and maybe garlic, maybe a sprig of thyme or oregano or rosemary, and I use lots of extra water when I steam that I've seasoned. Can you guess why?
You use that for broth?
Very good. I thought you were going to say to bathe in. No, very good, Rick.
Well, that seems so obvious. I hesitated. It's like, no, this has to be a trick question. She's probably going to say, well, to bathe in. But no, I stuck with my original thought, which was brothing.
Brothing.
Yeah. There's another one we made up.
Why go spend money at the store, regular store, or health food store to buy
exactly
vegetable broth? When you have it right there, don't waste it, especially if you use organic vegetables. So then what I'll do is I'll put it into freezer containers, keep it in the freezer. I mark it, I date it when I've made it, so I always have fresh vegetable broth. And it's so wonderful to, like, pull it out when you leave for work, if you leave your home for work, and take it out of the freezer, put it in the refrigerator, so by the time you get home, it's defrosted, and then you just can pour that in a saucepan and literally put in some chopped vegetables or maybe some vegetables you've roasted before or steamed, and within minutes you have a nice, delicious, healthy bowl of soup.
It's amazing the progression we're making here, from starting with storing in plain sight, we're up to making soup, the broth we just talked about. You've got number six is roast instead of boil. Explain what you mean by that.
Yes, and I would say, everyone, get out a pen and paper, because in this little tip and in another one, I'll give you a really quick recipe. But if vegetables are already not your thing, an overboiled head of broccoli is going to grow cold and old on your plate. You're not going to eat it. But when you roast vegetables, it brings out their flavor and makes them really, I think, delightfully crunchy. And here's what I do to roast, and it's so simple to do. You get a big roasting pan or a cookie sheet, and I usually use a little mist of EVOO, extra virgin olive oil, and I'll lightly coat, say, broccoli, cauliflower, your favorite, Brussels.
All right.
Brussels sprouts, carrots, mushrooms, I love mushrooms, asparagus. So I'll lightly mist it with the oil. I'll season with salt, pepper, herbs, or salt-free seasonings. And the oven will be turned on. I'll be preheating it while I get this ready to 425. And you roast for about 20 to 30 minutes. Sometimes I'll go in halfway through and move the veggies around a little bit. But I always will like double, triple, quadruple the amount that I'll eat or use, so that for the next few days I have extra roasted vegetables to add to that broth if I want, or to puree and blend them literally with a little bit of the vegetable broth to make soup. Or I like to cut them, slice them up, and put them on top of a salad. So I just like to use my time as efficiently as possible and make extra and store them well in the refrigerator.
Well, see how all of these tie together. It's amazing, and we're not even halfway through yet. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, her website, SusanSmithJones.com. She's a holistic health and lifestyle author and expert, PhD, talking about why it's essential to eat a vegetable-centric diet, 15 delicious and easy ways to enjoy consuming more vegetables. Number seven is interesting, dress them up.
Dress them up. Now, we probably all dressed up as kids, but this is a different type of dressing up. And you want your vegetables to be the vehicle for a stellar salad dressing. And if you don't like the bottled stuff, and listen, we don't know how long the bottled stuff has been sitting on the shelves. And if it's
yes.
got oil in it, the oil's probably rancid. And it takes seconds to make good dressings. And all of this info, by the way, is in my book. But most salad dressings are easy to make with things you already have at home. So here's one of my favorite quick lemon vinaigrette salad dressings. I'll get a little jar with a lid that maybe before that was Dijon mustard, you know, and you use it up and you wash it out and keep that jar. And into that little jar, I'll put about a quarter of a cup of lemon juice. Make it fresh. Don't use fake lemon juice concentrate that you find in plastic lemons at the grocery store.
Yes.
Use real lemon. And I happen to love Meyer lemons. So one quarter cup lemon juice, about a third of a cup of extra virgin cold-pressed olive oil. I love garlic, so I'll mince one garlic or more, one or two garlic cloves, and a teaspoon of Dijon mustard. So to put all that together is about 60 seconds. You can add a pinch of salt or pepper. I always freshly grind both, and you shake it up, and it lasts for days and days and days. But you can shake it up, pour it over a leafy salad, and I also use this as a marinade for things. It's absolutely delicious, takes seconds to make, and everybody loves it.
Fascinating. You can do that with what's in your house, and once you do that, you'll find this is a lot better than what I've been buying off the shelf and it's been sitting around my house for a year and a half now. And it's interesting, too, you can take veggies and present them in different forms. For example, number eight on your list is create veggie noodles. How do you go about doing that?
I know. That sounds strange, but you can get a spiralizer. Every kitchen should have a spiralizer. And I bought one for $19. They probably, if you get one at an expensive store like Williams-Sonoma, it could cost maybe $80. But you don't need to get an expensive one. And I spiralize, which means you just, let's say you take a zucchini and you put it right on the device and then you turn the crank with your hand and it makes what looks like spaghetti. And I spiralize zucchini, carrots, sweet potatoes, and it looks like noodles. They don't even necessarily need to be cooked. So it's a great way to consume raw vegetables. I love to spiralize the wonderful zucchini, and then put some of that lemon vinaigrette on top of it. It's delicious. Or I'll take pasta sauce that maybe I bought at the store, a good one. I'll get an organic salt-free that I can, you know, season up myself, and I'll heat that up, and I'll put that over like the spiralized zucchini, sweet potatoes, and carrots. And it works beautifully. It tastes great. And there's another vegetable pasta alternative that definitely lives up to its name. It's spaghetti squash. Rick, do you know what that is?
I would assume it's a spaghetti-like substance made with squash.
So it's a squash, and you cook it. And when you to eat it, you just take your fork and I'm doing it with my hand, you can't see, and you pull the fork through the squash and you make strings of the squash. It looks like noodles. It's literally just squash. It has most people love it. It has a very neutral taste and then it lends itself to whatever sauce or dressing or topping you want to put on it. So check it out next time you're at the grocery store. Get spaghetti squash. Call me up, and then I'll tell you exactly how to make it.
That's good. So you got squash, and you spaghettiize it, and all of a sudden, you've got like a whole new meal.
Spaghettiize it. That's
yeah,
great.
You've got a whole new meal that you've created with that. And I think when I was a kid, I had a Buck Rogers spiralizer. I'm going to have to go back and look and see if I still have that, because I could actually do number 8 in my spare time. Number nine on the list is Get Saucy. I assume we're talking about vegetables here.
Yeah, and you can be saucy and sassy when you do this, but you need something to go on your veggie noodles. So maybe add a tomato sauce. It's one of the easiest, Rick, and sneakiest ways to include more veggies in your meals. And whatever sauce you get, even if you don't make it homemade, it's store-bought. Into that sauce, you can add minced celery and bell peppers, zucchini, mushrooms. Or maybe you take those veggies and you saute them a little bit in oil or, you know, and add a little seasoning to them and then stir them into the store-bought sauce. And then let's say you're making pesto. Are you familiar with pesto that you make with, let's say, olive oil and basil?
Vaguely.
Pesto sauce? Okay, so instead of using basil, I often will make my pesto sauce with kale and or spinach, another way to get in more vegetables.
Interesting. We're talking about 15 delicious and easy ways to enjoy consuming more vegetables. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. All this on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. So much more there as well. And in her book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. You actually say number 10 is use frozen vegetables. What do you mean by that?
Yes. Now, you might be surprised that this Susan Smith-Jones, who loves fresh food and eats a lot of raw food, will actually go to frozen. But I always have a nice variety of frozen vegetables that are chilling out in my freezer. They're vegging out in my freezer. And let's say it's, well, where I live in Santa Monica, Brentwood, all year round, it's easy to get fresh vegetables. But where some people live, it's difficult to get them year round. And if fresh veggies aren't available to you, or if you run out, it's always good to have a stash in your freezer. Because usually, frozen vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, making them almost as nutritious as fresh ones. And in a pinch, I've actually thawed out and prepared them like I would fresh veggies. I've juiced thawed out frozen ones when I needed to. I've roasted them. I've grilled them. I've blended them. You can pretty much use them the same way. You can even make healthy ice creams using different things. You know, even though avocados and bananas are fruit, you can freeze them and put them through into a juicer that also makes sorbets or into certain okay. blenders. You can make things. And then what I'll add to it are like neutral tasting vegetables, like cauliflowers, pretty neutral tasting. And I put that into banana ice cream, and nobody has a clue that there's some cauliflower in it or, you know, I might put a little celery in or just other vegetables that have more of a neutral taste. I've put carrot into banana ice cream. It makes it a beautiful orange color. Carrots are sweet. It's just really the sky's the limit of what you can do. And when you get the kids participating and doing these things, they're more apt to eat.
By the way,
I have a little children's book. It's two books in one. You can read about it on my website. It's called Vegetable Soup and the Fruit Bowl, and it's full color for kids age about 2 to 7. And one side of the book tells you about a contest between all the fruit, and then you flip the book over. Kids love this book, and they eat more fruits and vegetables when they read it. The other side is all about vegetables.
Interesting.
And they meet in the middle, both books, and then kids can write down their favorite fruits or vegetables. But again, it goes back to you being enthusiastic about eating the vegetables, and then the kids will be more enthusiastic too.
Susan's website is SusanSmithJones.com. Simple to remember. We'll have it up on our website, of course, as well. You also talk about combining with dips. That would sound like, okay, that's almost too good to be true. You can actually combine the fresh vegetables with dips.
With dips. And listen, here I'm not talking about doing dips to firm and strengthen your triceps, the back of the upper arm. I'm talking about dips that you can actually eat.
Okay.
Yes, I know. It can get confusing.
Confusing, yes.
Yes, so an irresistible dip can even make vegetable haters reach for carrot sticks and celery. So it's good to dunk some fresh veggies into homemade guacamole, hummus, or a ranch dip that you keep on hand. And again, you open the refrigerator door, you see all these already cut up vegetables right in front of you. You've got the dip right there that's already been made. And I know you love guacamole. And what a quick way to get vegetables into your diet when everything's ready for you.
It uses some of the other elements that Dr. Susan has been talking about. Number 12 is enjoy lettuce wraps. Wraps are very popular. We enjoy eating those, and you can do lettuce wraps, and it's not only very good, it's good for you.
Now, probably about three times a week I'll make this instead of a sandwich. But you can swap out a bun, bread, pita, or a tortilla, and instead maybe use like a large piece of romaine lettuce. And if it's not that big or it's a little wilty, get a second romaine lettuce leaf and combine them together so it's a little bit stronger. Then into this is like a tortilla. Into this, or a taco almost, put maybe some hummus or guacamole, and then shredded carrots, maybe some cucumber, maybe some sprouts and chopped up tomatoes, maybe some cheese if you like to eat cheese. And then it's a finger food. You don't eat this with a fork and knife. You pick it up. Kids love to eat this. It is so beautiful, and it's just a different way, really, of eating a salad.
Several more here, and this one is interesting. Snack on veggie chips, and I've seen veggie chips, and I'm wondering whether that's actually, are they veggie chips? Are they good for you, or is this some communist plot to take over our country? Veggie chips, are they legit?
I know, fake news here.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Actually, especially if you can make them yourself, you know what's in them, or if you can find better quality ones at a health food store, or maybe in your local grocery store. But really, who doesn't love chips? And you can thinly slice carrots, parsnips, sweet potatoes, even beets. You can salt them a little bit if you want. You don't have to. And you can air fry them. You want to make them all pretty much the same size, which is why a mandolin, and I'm not talking about playing music, but it's an angel gadget for the kitchen where everything can be a uniform size, so everything gets dried at the same time. And for even a healthier crunch, I often will take kale, and I'll take out the stem in the middle, pull off the leaves, make sure it's clean, and if you have an oven fryer, or you can do it in your oven if you don't have an oven fryer, you can mist it a little bit with olive oil. You don't even need to use oil. And you can dry them so they get crispy. It takes about 10 minutes. You got to watch it so they don't get burnt. I put them on a low broiler to do it quickly. Kale chips, kale snacks like this are so delicious. They don't really taste like kale, especially if you spice them up. I'll use garlic salt or cayenne or a little bit of EVOO, and kids absolutely love kale chips, but they're also available in most grocery stores, always in the health food store. You can find them already made.
Number 14 on the list is add to desserts. So we've got something good combined with desserts. I love that.
And that it sounds hard to believe, but you can really add vegetables to dessert and enjoy it too. I incorporate shredded veggies or maybe the the pulp. We talked about juicing and you extract the pulp. I will extract I'll take that extracted juice pulp. I'll put it into muffins like carrots and breads. Or like zucchini.
Oh, yes.
And other baked goods. I even put the beet pulp from juicing, or I shred beets. I'll shred them, and I put them into brownies. People hardly ever know that there are beets in the brownies, and they really taste good. And I often make zucchini and carrot breads, so that's an easy way to do it. It's not difficult to hide some of the veggies, and you don't even have to tell the kids or a husband or a wife that you've secretly hidden vegetables and what you've prepared.
Yes, find the hidden vegetable in the muffin. Number 15.
Yeah, where's Waldo?
The number 15 on the list, wrapping up. Very simple. Grow your own vegetables. You've talked about that before, for example, sprouting in your kitchen. Talk about growing your own.
Yes. See, if you have a little garden, even if you have a container garden of some veggies on your back porch, you'll take pride in what you grow, and then you'll want to eat them, and you want to tell everyone else how great they taste. And you're right, I have, ever since I was a teenager, I've been growing sprouts. I learned how to do it from my grandmother, like broccoli sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, even garbanzo beans that I sprout for a couple days, and then I make delicious homemade hummus that takes a couple minutes to make. So it's really easy to grow sprouts. One of my books is Full Color Kitchen Gardening, Rejuvenate with Homegrown Sprouts, and I give you the ABCs of growing sprouts in the corner of your kitchen. It takes about 2 minutes a day, and in 3 to 4 days, you can have a whole quart-sized jar of broccoli sprouts or alfalfa sprouts. Red clover looks like alfalfa sprouts, and it's very detoxifying and rejuvenating for your body. So it doesn't take long to make sprouts. And by the way, as a little quick digression, you should eat at least 1/4 cup of broccoli sprouts a day. Broccoli is a cruciferous vegetable, and the sprouts have even more nutritional value than the mature plant that takes about 77 to 80 days to grow. You can make broccoli sprouts in 3 to 4 days in your kitchen for pennies. They're fresh, and 1/4 cup a day, according to scientific studies, of broccoli sprouts will reduce your risk of cancer by about 50%. So it's good to have broccoli sprouts. And when you go to the supermarket and find sprouts, you don't know how long they've been sitting there. And you can become a kitchen gardener in literally 1 or 2 tries of growing sprouts, and you'll see how easy it is. And Rick, kids love to help with growing sprouts. That could be their little chore for the day. You literally soak the sprouts overnight, put them drain it in the next morning, put the seeds in the jar, angle it in a drainer so all the extra water liquid drips out, and then you take a minute a day to fill it up with water, rinse it out again, put it back on an angle so the water drips out, and in about 4 days, the whole jar is filled with delicious fresh vegetables, fresh sprouts that you harvest and then can eat fresh. And it costs literally pennies.
As we wrap up, I was going to ask you any other ways that we can get children interested. You just touched on one, getting them involved in the preparation.
Well, the easiest thing is this, that the more vegetables, the adults, even the family, like I talked about before,
yes,
the more children are likely to also eat the vegetables. They say, what's that expression, monkey see, monkey do, or I could say monkey see, monkey eat. But remember with kids that tastes change, the tastes of the kids, their food tastes change with age. So children who maybe turn down vegetables as babies may eat them when they're toddlers. Keep offering. Here's a key. I work with children a lot all over the world. Keep offering veggies, but don't force the vegetables. If your baby refuses fresh squash blended, you know, at 6 months, offer it again at 9 months. And you always want to use modeling, Rick, not bribery or threats to get your child to eat vegetables, because good eating habits, just like good sleep habits, can't be forced on a child. And the best that you can do as an adult is to create a healthy eating attitude in your home and then let your child or the children catch the spirit, because your job is to eat and serve lots of vegetables, be very excited about them, prepare them in a variety of appealing ways, and then dress them up to have kid appeal. There are ways to do that, and then the rest is up to your child.
So much more you'll find on Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. I keep talking about all of the books, specifically Wired for High-Level Wellness. Talk about where you can get that, get information on the book and the healthy newsletter that you can sign up, Healthy Living Newsletter, you can sign up on your website.
Absolutely. All my books are available, at least all the latest ones are available at Amazon, but if you want to get them autographed, or if you want to find out about any of them in more detail, or read the forewords, look at samplers, go to my website and a new book. Click on new book. That will tell you all about Wired for High Level Wellness. You can even read the entire foreword for the book, and that foreword tells a lot about my private life, my healthy living lifestyle, and about why I'm such a strong faith-based person. And then you can go to more books in the navigation barn and learn about these other books. So they're easy to get. And once a month, I send out a beautiful full-color healthy living newsletter. It's not available to the general public, so you have to sign up. And if you go to the homepage of SusanSmithJones.com, you'll see a picture of me on a bridge with a big pond behind me, and in that picture it says free monthly newsletters. You just click there, Rick, and it takes about 10 seconds to sign up for these newsletters. That every month I have all kinds of health advice, from looking younger, losing weight, having more energy, boosting your immune system. I always have delicious recipes, different ones, like the one in this month happens to have my favorite recipe I created for sweet potato black bean burgers. Oh. And I always make quadruple the recipe and freeze them so I can pull them out and have them anytime I want. So, and when you sign up, you get lots of gifts from me. You get an ebook I wrote about how to conquer colds and allergies. You get another full cookbook for me, you know, a digital book. It's a recipe book that I did in conjunction with a world-famous chef. And so it's got animal-based and plant-based recipes in that book with a new positive affirmation every day. And I tell you the nutritional value of all the recipes, and it's got great photos. But you'll get many gifts from me, and it's free. And once, I don't bombard you with emails. Once a month, you get a healthy living newsletter that it's exclusive to my extended family, all the people who subscribe and sign up. But the general public never sees these.
And you will look forward to it. All of that information, so much more, at Dr. Susan's website, which is SusanSmithJones.com. Wired for High Level Wellness, the book we focused on today in talking about 15 delicious, easy ways to enjoy consuming more vegetables. All of this and much more at Dr. Susan's website. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program. We'll do it again next month. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you. I look forward to our next visit.
Dr. Susan Smith Jones, website SusanSmithJones.com. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.